Good morning. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, your host. I am president of Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers right here in Columbus, Ohio. And we've been serving the Columbus area since 1982. So it's a lot of years to be serving the Columbus area. And I have with me this morning Jamie Brotslavsky. Jamie, good to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Gary.
So Jamie, as all of our seasoned listeners know, she's the head of our marketing department at Dave Fox, and she's responsible for really the face of our company to the community here in the Columbus area. So, Jamie, appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you.
I love doing it. You must be doing something right because we're really busy.
I hope so.
So here we are, January 28th, and we got a big event coming up here soon, Jamie, the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah, we do, coming up in February, and we have lots of exciting things planned.
So. Yeah, so that's February 17th. That's
yeah,
a Saturday.
That's when it starts. Mm-hmm. And then it goes all the way through the following Sunday.
Yeah, so that's the longest home show in the Columbus area.
Absolutely.
Yep, and it's great for visitors. They get a lot of time to plan their visit. But it's hard on companies to have to staff it that long, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a lot of work goes into it. And we've already been planning for months and excited about some of the new things that we're going to be doing down there and really yeah. looking forward to some special events. I won't spill the beans quite yet, but yeah. there's going to be puppies and kids activities and all sorts of fun stuff.
Surprising
that we're involved in.
Stuff that you yeah. would not expect from a remodeling company.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. But all fun things and hopefully yeah. giving back to the community a little bit.
Absolutely. So if you had a chance to listen last week, we were talking with Greg Rice. He's our production manager, and it was our Know Your Home series. So we were talking about walls. So if your house has walls, then you'll probably want to tune in and listen to that segment because there's a lot of interesting information. And Greg's had years and years of experience, so you'll get to hear a lot of his comments. And you can do that by going to davefoxradio.com. You can hear actually any of our past broadcasts there, and they're arranged by content, so it's easy to find what you want to listen to, and you can listen to it or download it, whatever you like. So that's davefoxradio.com. Also, if you have any comments or ideas for us, we'd love to hear from you. You can just email us at info@davefox.com. We love hearing from our listeners, and want you to know that you can get in touch with us that way. So today, Jamie, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, fun stuff.
Yeah?
We are going to talk about social media.
What's that?
Oh, just this little internet thing.
Hmm.
There's just so much information out there, so many ways to get it. And yeah. so we're just going to go into a little bit of detail about all the different options and what they're best used for and how to use them.
Yep. So, Jamie, you kind of grew up in the social media realm, right?
I don't know about grew up, but...
Well, you experienced it a lot earlier
yes.
in life than I did.
Yes, that's fair enough to say. In 1982, when we started, there was none of this.
No. And I can tell you stories about me designing our first website. Boy, that would probably
scare me.
Be enough to scare you to
yeah.
death.
No, you know, it's a... There's so much out there, and it's constantly changing and evolving, and it's hard to understand and hard to know where to go. You know what you want to find, but you don't know which source to go to and mm-hmm. how to utilize it best mm-hmm. for you and what you're looking for.
So you're going to tell us how to do that?
Yeah, just a okay. kind of brief overview of them all, and hopefully you'll get a good insight into which one would be best suited for you and your needs.
Okay. So this is particularly for someone that's interested in remodeling, then how they're going to search out social media.
Yes.
It's not like dating or...
No, we won't be discussing Tinder on here.
Or music, buying a musical a guitar online or something
right,
like
no,
that.
Right, yeah. no, okay. That's not my specialty.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about remodeling today on the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show.
Absolutely.
All right.
My favorite subject.
All right, mine too.
Good.
So someone's thinking about remodeling, and obviously there's the internet, which is this whole new horizon that when I was your age... was not there.
Right.
Yeah. So it's amazing, probably hard for you to imagine what life was like before that.
It is. Well, even when I moved to Columbus, I'm originally from Cleveland, and it was before smartphones.
Yeah.
So I used to always have to print out Google Maps before I went everywhere.
Yeah.
And I would always print directions to somewhere and think, you know, I was from Cleveland, so I thought, oh, you can just follow the same directions back. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to 270, that is not the case.
Yeah.
And I would get lost everywhere I went because I would take 270 north somewhere
oh.
and think I'll just take 270 south to get back. But no, you would need to take east or what. I was Took me
that's funny.
An embarrassing amount of time to realize it was a circle.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that they're smartphones. I work much better with technology.
Well, okay, so before Google Maps even, I mean, when I was out running remodeling leads, okay, I had to have this printed book in my car or I would be dead in the water. And even with that printed book, you can imagine a city the size of Columbus, all the streets are so teeny, you'd almost have to have a magnifying glass to see the name of the street and, you know, where to turn. So that was really the old days.
That really seems unlivable to me, to be honest.
Well, I did survive it somehow.
That's amazing. Impressive. Maybe that's why you're the patient generation and mine's the generation of now.
Oh, could be. Yeah.
We like everything right now. So which is part of social media.
That's right. So right now, I want to know what social media is.
Yes, information at your fingertips. So kind of an overall breakdown of social media, or at least used for remodeling or things to look for. House is a big one. Pinterest, Facebook, of course, most people have heard of. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram, Yelp, LinkedIn. Then there's also ones like Snapchat, YouTube, Angie's List, Guild Quality, those sorts of things that aren't quite social media, but kind of cross paths with it a little bit. They're search engines / social accounts.
I have to admit, Snapchat, I don't really know hardly anything about, so I'll be wanting to know what it is.
Okay, well, that one's kind of a weird one, and there's not really any use for it, to be perfectly frank.
Well, then we'll just throw it off of our agenda.
Although quite fun, and the filters are very fun. Children love it. But so why do we use social media? Mm-hmm. So in a general speaking, people love to talk about themselves. It's just natural. You like to talk about yourself. I know for me personally, I love going to the doctor's office because the whole time you get to talk about your child. Like when I take my kids to the pediatrician for their checkup, all they do is sit there and talk about your kids. That's all I'd really like to do all day long. So it's great. So, you know, you like to talk about stuff. You like to share things. I find that some people go on social media accounts and share only the best. Some share only the worst.
Yeah.
And some share, like me, nothing at all. But, you know, it's really fun and it helps you keep in touch and engage with things and come across things that you wouldn't have otherwise thought to look for or found.
Yeah.
And when using it for remodeling, it can help you get inspiration. It can help you find a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
It can help you help the contractor and come together and develop ideas together. And really, it's such a platform that can be utilized in so many different ways that when you're using it for remodeling, it's just an information board. It's your personal information board on any of the avenues. That's really what it's about, is communication, sharing, and just embracing everything that's out there and all the information that we can get so quickly now.
Yeah. You know, a lot of our clients, Jamie, will come to us and come to our designers, especially interior designers, with their Pinterest list or their house, you know,
it'd be
list.
A Pinterest board, Gary.
Pinterest board. Thank you so much. Okay. So on house, what do you call it? A house?
House. That's your idea board, you know, your idea book.
Mm-hmm. Idea book. Okay.
Yeah. Pinterest is a board and, you know, Facebook is a page.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have their own little lingo.
Yeah, I'm a dinosaur.
Their own little links. Most of them have hashtags. We'll get into that later.
Okay. Yeah. So, but they do, I mean, our clients use these sites and they'll pull together. I was just talking with a client a little while ago who just over time, you know, they knew they were going to remodel and over really a 2-year span of time, they would from time to time go on Houzz or Pinterest and they'd like a picture and they didn't, any picture that just struck them at first, they just noted it.
Yeah.
And they created this board
or
idea book, and it was full of a lot of different pictures. So our designer was telling me how that from a broad overview of pictures, she was able to get a really good kind of a full scope understanding of what this client was looking for. Because sometimes in the old days, people would have a couple magazine pictures bookmarked, and you look at two pictures and you know, maybe you are looking at something in this picture that the client wasn't looking at.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of such a small little sampling that you're not sure you're honing in on what the client really wants. But if you look at a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of these images that are posted on these sites, you get a good overview and it really helps us as designers to understand what the client is really looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Houzz is one of the first ones that I'll talk about, because it was actually created by people doing a remodeling project.
Cool. So right after the break, we're going to talk more about Houzz. We will be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Really appreciate you tuning in this morning. And this morning we're talking about social media and how that's kind of a new phenomenon, new for old guys like me, but some of you that grew up in that, it's like, well, what would the world be like without it, right, Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Jamie's our marketing director. Jamie, appreciate having you on this morning.
Of course.
And right before the break, Jamie, we were talking about Instagram, and you mentioned we were talking a little bit between the break here about you had a few more thoughts about Instagram and hashtagging, which you'll have to educate me a little more on that.
Yeah, I was talking about Instagram and just, I mean, it's been named one of the most influential social networks in the world.
Yeah.
It's truly just blown up. It has endless things on there. I mentioned 40 billion photos, 800 million users. I mean, that's just an exorbitant amount of people and photos and information and inspiration at that, and just things to find on there. I like it on a personal level, being able to communicate with friends. It's a quick, nice way to communicate with friends. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit smaller scope, depending on how you use it, than Facebook is in my
mm-hmm.
eyes,
mm-hmm.
Meaning that you can be a little bit pickier on who's following you without not being able to see other people, mm-hmm. in a sense. So if you want to keep your own profile private, you can still see anyone's who's not private. So any business or anything like that, mm-hmm. it's very easy to find others, mm-hmm. which I think is nice. But Facebook actually bought Instagram in 2012.
Okay.
So they are actually owned by the same, which is why they overlap quite a bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much a trendsetter. That's probably Instagram's biggest ticket, I would say.
Okay.
They start a lot of new trends, one of them being hashtags. You know, your generation might call it a pound sign.
Okay.
My generation and younger is mm-hmm. never going to know what a pound sign is.
Yeah.
It's a hashtag.
Okay.
And so
it's hashtag 10 instead of 10 pounds.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But I mean, hashtags are great. Some instances they're overused, and Instagram is actually starting to ding accounts, meaning that they don't like you to overuse hashtags.
Mm.
They want them to be meaningful and useful. So the more specific and truly relatable your hashtag is, the more beneficial it
so
is
really,
for everybody.
How does the hashtag work?
So it's a type of metadata tag that's used strictly on social media, and it's user generated, but it basically creates a search.
Okay.
A very specific search or a theme. Or it can be for supporting things like that. Most recently at the Golden Globes, if you watched it, there was a hashtag, or everyone was talking about and wearing a hashtag Time's Up, trying to end sexual harassment and things
mm-hmm.
like that. That's
mm-hmm.
what that hashtag's purpose
mm-hmm.
was.
Okay.
So now if anything posted from that night or anything posted about sexual harassment on Instagram is going to all have that hashtag
okay.
Time's Up. So
mm-hmm.
if you were interested in learning more about that, just as a more recent popular example, and you were to search that hashtag, all the information from that is going to come up.
Okay.
And it's going to be from news sources. It's going to be from the actual celebrity accounts to anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
in our world, hashtags would be used for remodeling Columbus.
Okay.
And the unique thing with hashtags is that there's no spaces. So remodeling
okay.
Columbus is all one word.
Okay.
And if you were to search that hashtag, you'd get pictures of all this remodeling happening done in Columbus. It could be professionals such as ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a do-it-yourselfer. It
mm-hmm.
could be a handyman, all sorts of things. But you just find really unique things that way and see what people are doing. And it can be very specific and narrowed down.
So the individual user then has to enter that hashtag with the photo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all user generated,
okay.
which is really different.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, so it's kind of similar to what industries and businesses do on the back end of pictures that they're uploading to a website,
sure,
or like, things like that. Or I mentioned with Houzz,
mm-hmm.
all on the back end. But
right.
now users and any person gets to kind of create that on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically creates a search or a theme.
Okay.
And Instagram's a trendsetter in that they've created their own random things, such as hashtag TBT, which is Throwback Thursday. On Thursdays, you post an old picture and hashtag it TBT.
Mm.
So it's a Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
There's Motivation Monday, you know, Transformation Tuesday, one for every day of the week.
Okay.
So, but hashtags can be fun and a little bit overwhelming at the same time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So is that it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So now we move to Pinterest and Facebook.
So Pinterest is another really fun one, especially if you're thinking about doing remodeling. I personally like Pinterest for, well, first of all, they have great recipes. But anyway, on the remodeling side of things, if I'm going to be remodeling a room or if I'm going to be getting new furniture for a room or something like that, it's really useful if you're shopping online and let's say you're on Pottery Barn and you find a couch like, oh my gosh, this would look so good in that room. I don't want to forget about it, but I'm not ready to buy furniture. You can pin it to your Pinterest board and it saves it to, let's say it's for your family room that you're going to remodel. And you have a family room board and you pin it to that. Well, 6 months from now, you're like, oh, I know I saw something that I really wanted. I can't remember where it was from. Mm-hmm. If you saved it to your Pinterest board, you go to that, you click on the link and it takes you directly to it. Mm-hmm. And you can add it to your cart and shop from there.
Okay.
Or if you're on a website like ours, like DaveFox.com, you could find a picture that you find a kitchen and you're like, oh, I love that. I don't want to lose that picture. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to print it off or, you know, rip a picture out of a magazine, you simply digitally pin it to your pin board.
Okay.
So it's essentially a digital online pin board.
Okay. So then our clients could create a bunch of these pin boards, or one maybe for their bath project, and then they could share that online with one of our designers?
Yeah, they could share it. They could add users to it again, just kind of like how Houzz does. So you can add people that can share to it, add people that can view it. And then it's also great because you can add pictures that are inspiration or you can add products that you're thinking about or you can add, you know, to-do lists or fun facts or even things to know before you remodel. If you find a list like that and you don't want to forget it or suggestions for living through a remodel and you want to pin that article for a later date and you can just put it all onto one board or anything like that.
Okay, and you'd mentioned with Houzz how that, you know, started with just people that wanted to remodel a home and were tired of, you know, trying to find pictures and so on and so forth. But Houzz has evolved into selling product too.
Yes.
You have a lot of product available for sale there. Is that the same with Pinterest? Are they doing that?
Pinterest itself is not selling anything. You can buy advertisement on Pinterest, meaning that your pins of what you're trying to sell will show up more.
I see.
But you can't purchase directly through Pinterest. You can click through a link and purchase something through there. Pinterest is a little bit, it's similar to Houzz, but it's much broader. So Pinterest is recipes.
I see.
You know, I don't know, how-to lists, motivation, weight loss, diets, recipes, you name it. Pinterest is literally everything on the web that you can kind of create your own homepage for. So Pinterest is really cool and good for remodeling. You just might get a little bit cluttered by some of the other stuff as well.
Yeah. And then there's the power hitter, Facebook.
Ah, good old Facebook.
Yeah. Which everybody in the whole world except me is on.
Probably. Pretty close. You and my parents.
Okay,
I think that sums it up. But I, on the other hand, am one of the proud original members from 2004.
Okay. Yeah, I used to actually be on there. You know, I play guitar and make guitars. And so I had like 1,300, what do you call them, people, friends Facebook friends.
Those are called friends, Gary.
Yeah, okay. I forgot. It's been so long. So anyways, I couldn't keep track of many friends. So I just went down to the ones I can see eyeball to eyeball. But, okay, this is interesting. Jamie, we're going to talk a little bit more about Facebook. Well, obviously, that's a huge subject. And then I also want to talk about reviews and how to find reviews online, because that's, I think, is a really important thing, feature that online services really help us get feedback from a whole bunch of people. So we'll be right back. Morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, your host from Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers right here in Columbus, Ohio. And Jamie Broslavsky is with me this morning. Jamie, thanks for being on.
Absolutely.
So if you missed our first segment, we're talking about social media, and I'm learning a lot about social media here and finding out what all the young people are doing. But actually, that's not true, because there's a lot of people my age that are doing it a lot, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely something that more people should be utilizing. It's a really great tool if you use it properly.
Sure. There's tons of information out there and a lot to be learned. As we're finding, our clients do learn a lot from social media and come to us with a lot of ideas. it's interesting, Jamie, how if you contrast that with years ago when clients came in and, you know, there wasn't, you didn't have all this accessible information on the internet so easy, and you could do, you know, doing searches and stuff that just wasn't there. I mean, that's back in the days of encyclopedias, right? So
what are those?
Clients, you know, we would go to trade shows and stuff to learn the latest stuff. And man, we would be introducing stuff to our clients like, oh, they would say, wow, I didn't know that occurred. Well, it's just the opposite today. I mean, clients come in with things we never heard of just because of scouring the internet and finding all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, once you start searching for something, you're going to get sponsored ads everywhere you go.
Oh, no kidding.
But yeah, so, you know, we ended last segment talking about hows, and I mentioned it was created by people that were working on a remodeling project. Mm-hmm. And so they were doing a remodeling project and sick of tired and cutting out magazines, ripping them out of magazines, bringing them in, trying to organize it all, trying to find inspiration. I mean, if you're looking only in print, you're really subject to whatever others are choosing to print.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the internet and with social media, when you're doing these searches, it opens the door to so many more different types of styles and, you know, unique features and things like that. And so Howes was actually created in 2009. So it's actually on the early side of some of these social media accounts.
Yeah.
And it's specifically for people doing remodeling and house projects. It is 100% home related, mm-hmm. which is different from some of the others. So I would say that's probably, if you're thinking about doing remodeling, should be number one on the list, I would say.
So what are some of the powerful features of Howes? What sets it apart?
Well, Howes is really cool because it's kind of a one-stop shop in a sense. You can find a contractor on there. You can find inspiration on there. You can save idea boards that you can share with your designer. You can have an account that you share to that board. Your designer can have an account and all share to the same board. Your spouse can have a separate account and share to that same board.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really user-friendly database, and it's very easy to collaborate on there and share ideas and things, and you can make notes and comments. Also, companies such as ourselves that are posting to Howes, when we post a project picture to Howes, we try and tag it as much as possible too. You'll notice when you're on there, there's these little green, they look like sales tags almost, hanging on some of the objects in a picture. And if you look at those, it's actually tagging the actual product that it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at this big picture of a kitchen, but you're like, gosh, I love that faucet. If it's tagged, you can actually see exactly what that faucet is or what that paint color is or countertop.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. If you find something, it's not just an inspiration. It can become your fact of what you're actually going to do.
Yeah. And when Howes first came out, I think we were pretty responsive to getting images of a lot of our projects on Howes.
Yeah.
Because we realized that's a great resource for clients that are thinking about remodeling. And everybody wants to see pictures and have ideas as they're developing their own thoughts for their own home. So I know we used to get a lot of calls from clients or prospective remodelers who were asking us what was the wall color in a certain photograph or what faucet was that. And that kind of probably prompted us to get more information in those photos so that people can get that information.
Yeah, and I mean, Howes in itself has evolved over the years, and I think that was an added-on feature later on. And so, you know, it's just Howes is really special in that it's also getting so many types of projects and pictures across the country, and it's very easy to search them because when we're posting those pictures, we're putting even back-end tabs and tags that you cannot see, but help you with your searching. So if we know there's, you know, granite countertops in there, we'll tag that picture hidden in the back end, it's called, to help people with searches that are looking for a specific granite countertype. So if you search for that, it'll come up as one of the searches.
I think that's one of the most powerful features of Howes is you can have a long search description.
Absolutely.
You might want to find a kitchen with a U-shaped kitchen with a gray backsplash and red floor, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, and you can search all of that, and it'll pick up pieces and parts of it from different pictures, and you can really narrow down your inspiration. If you know you want, you know, a kitchen island with a sink in it, you can search that specifically, and it'll pull up pictures with kitchen islands with a sink in it, and you can see how that's laid out and which way you like or different ideas. So it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's very exciting and definitely neat to watch it evolve and have some of our pictures on there. We actually one time had one of our project images shared by Howes on their Facebook page. So all these social media sites all cross over too, which is kind of interesting. But so Howes shared one of our pictures on their Facebook page, and that picture ended up getting, I think it was like 1,800,000 and some likes and ads to idea boards, which
That's
is
amazing.
Crazy, the reach that it can, you can have on there.
Yeah.
It's just really cool, and it's exciting.
So that picture went viral, right?
It sure did.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, but Howes has worked well for us because we've had a lot of clients that have actually stumbled across our images and found out who the contractor was and have contacted us that way.
Yeah.
Just in the Columbus area, even though that's really worldwide.
Yeah, and funnier yet, sometimes the interior designers have told me people will come in with, you know, a Howes board or whatever and show them projects that they like, and they happen to be our own projects, unbeknownst to them. And
that's
just
great.
A funny coincidence, too.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
So... in terms of budgets and people like trying to get budget information, is Howes helpful there, or what are some resources for clients in terms of budgets?
Howes does have budget expectations and things like that on there. They obtain that information from surveys that they're giving to professionals. So it's a really wide range of types of professionals and things that are happening. And I'm not sure how accurate it is on Howes specifically. I think they're working on that. But I much prefer there's a cost versus value, which I know we've discussed on here.
Yeah.
And since they're pulling it, their information and numbers from actual permits being pulled, I mean, that's fact.
Yeah.
So to me,
that's
kind of my go-to place for budget expectations.
Yeah.
That cost versus value.com.
Sure. The nice thing about that is it's specific to locations. So there is actually a Columbus, Ohio location for you to search. And the cost versus value to find out what what is an upscale kitchen, how much does it cost, or what's an average kitchen remodel cost, or a room addition, or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely my go-to for that. But I think Howes is trying to vamp up. I just don't know that they're there yet.
And if you remember, if our listeners remember, I had Craig Webb on our show, and he's the editor of Remodeling Magazine, which is the one that produces that cost versus value report. So that was really interesting here. If you didn't happen to hear that segment, you could go to DaveFoxRadio.com and listen to that, because he's a very interesting guy. He's been in this business a long time and had a lot of interesting thoughts about remodeling. So, okay, we're talking social media and Howes, obviously, how important that has been. What would be another good social media site for remodeling?
Instagram is another cool, newish social media account. It's growing endlessly and has a lot of unique features and facts to go along with it.
So how does Instagram work?
So Instagram is more similar to Facebook, I would say, in that it's really geared towards sharing experiences and sharing things. It's just pictures. It's you can comment on the pictures and things like that, but it's really all pictures. It's 100% pictures focused. And it was created in 2010, and it has really just blown up. In the first 2 months, it had 1 million users of its existence, which is amazing. In the first year, it had 10 million, and now up to 800 million users with 40 billion pictures.
Jeepers creepers.
So quite the resource.
Okay. All right. Well, Jamie, that's interesting. We're going to take a quick break, and right after the break, we're going to talk about Pinterest and Facebook. We will be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Really appreciate you tuning in this morning here in this wintry Ohio weather right here in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm Gary Demas from Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers right here in Columbus. And I have Jamie Broslovsky with me this morning. Jamie, thanks for being on. So Jamie's our marketing director, and we're talking today about social media, if you just tuned in. And we've talked about a lot of interesting things, and I'm learning a lot, right, Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we were talking about how I used to be a proud Facebook page owner and had 1,300 friends in my guitar world. But I knew about five of them personally, and all the rest were from Brazil and who knows where, everywhere. So anyways, I kind of backed off that in now I can't even log on to Facebook to see anything, so I have to go to somebody, my daughter, who has an account. You know, if I want to see anything on Facebook, I had to go to her. But the rest of the world is on there. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, Jamie, tell us a little bit about Facebook and remodeling. I know we have a page.
Yes, we do. Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers is our page. If you're interested in liking our page would be the terminology for that, which we, of course, would appreciate. Mm-hmm. But Facebook is nice because it's similar to a website. It has a lot of the same information that your website does, but it's a little bit more personal. You post a little bit more frequently on there. You post a little bit more casual on there than you would on your own formal website.
No kidding. I mean, if you don't want to know anything that's happening in my daughter's life, you just go on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you'll know everything that she's done.
And you know, that's how it is for companies, too. So, you know, we post pictures from our fun events and our Christmas mm-hmm. parties and or just us all out grabbing lunch or whatever the case is or something funny that happened at a job site. I mean, it's very casual, which is nice. It can also be very informative. We share a lot of articles on there that we come across. Of course, anytime on here when we're doing the project of the month, we post the pictures that correlate to that project mm-hmm. of the month that we're talking yeah. about on there. So you can look at them while you listen. And it's, you know, on our website, we don't typically put a picture up on there unless it's been professionally taken and edited and looks great. Whereas mm-hmm. on Facebook, if we take a picture on our phone of something really cool, we'll put it on mm-hmm. Facebook and yeah. Instagram for that matter.
Yeah.
But it's just a little bit more casual, gives you a little bit more insight to the day-to-day of a company, and you can get their culture a little bit better on
sure.
there than we can show on a formal website, really. So that's why I like Facebook for finding a contractor. If you like their page and start following them, you get a really good feel for the culture and kind of what's going on a day-to-day basis
right.
there.
Yep.
It's also a really good place. A lot of companies will be very up-to-date on there as far as their hours or if they're mm. closed for an event or holiday hours, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of complements the relational, dynamic that happens when we get involved with our clients because it's a long process. You know, remodeling, you go through the design process. And our clients are working with their design consultant and their interior designer. And then you go through the remodeling and their project manager introduced. So there's a lot of personal relationship going on there and, you know, getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And with all that interaction, Facebook is kind of just an extension of that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Facebook and Instagram on that account mm-hmm. are an extension of that. I mean, a lot of our clients follow us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different on Facebook that you don't really follow individuals, but on Instagram, you follow individuals the same you follow a business, which is kind of fun. So a lot of our clients that follow our page, we also follow their page, and we can see what's going on in their life. Mm-hmm. And it's nice for us, too, to see, oh my gosh, it was little Timmy's birthday party mm-hmm. last weekend. We should mm-hmm. bring him a little something mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. or, you know, comment on their post that, you know, happy birthday, Timmy. Can't
yeah.
wait to bring you your hard hat again, you know, for your next project.
yeah.
That sort of thing. So it's just fun. It's a nice, it just, you know, remodeling is so personal. You are mm-hmm. inviting someone into your home
yeah.
to take a hammer to your home.
Yeah.
It's very, very personal. And I think social media helps personalize it.
That's a great point. Okay, how about reviews online? I know I always talk about Amazon. I think they were kind of the pioneer of the product reviews,
mm-hmm.
and they really encouraged reviews and honest feedback and just opened it up to anybody to post their thoughts, and that just took off like wildfire, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon definitely is very successful at getting reviews and getting accurate mm-hmm. reviews. And there's a lot of platforms out there that have reviews. Even, I mean, Google, you can have Google mm-hmm. reviews, Facebook reviews. I mean, you name it, almost all of them have their own review database. House has its own review database. And then there's websites that are more strictly geared towards reviews, mm-hmm. specifically, like Angie's List.
Mm-hmm.
My preferred actual one over Angie's List is called Guild Quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's Guild Quality. And it's not as well known as Angie's List, but what I really like about it is honestly that it's not as well known. And they're very strict about what's going to show up on there
mm-hmm.
as far as making sure that the professionals using, we personally use that as well at Dave Fox. We send a survey to all of our clients at the end of their project. We want to be accountable for if we made a mistake, we want to mm-hmm. know. And on the flip side, if someone went above and beyond, we want to know that so mm-hmm. we can, you know, appropriately handle the situation, whether
right.
it's, you know, for the better or worse, the mm-hmm. criticism can be very useful too.
Sure.
And so Guild Quality, they are very up on us about making sure we're not just sending these surveys to the clients we know are going to fill them out well.
Mm-hmm.
We have to prove we're sending them to all of the clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's truly what we do. So it's very accurate, which mm-hmm. I appreciate that about guild quality.
Yeah.
I couldn't necessarily say that about the others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But guild quality is particularly accurate. I think you can look for contractors on there, and you can, there's also a map of where these surveys are coming from, which then you, yeah, which is really cool. So it shows on there where these surveys are coming from, not an exact house, but mm-hmm. roughly a neighborhood or a street. So you can see, you know, oh my gosh, these three people in my neighborhood all said these great things about this company. Or on the flip side, maybe there's one that, ever, you know, doesn't have good reviews, yeah. and you can see they're all your neighbors and they didn't have a good experience.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really nice.
So if somebody wanted to search Dave Hox on Guild Quality, mm-hmm. how would they do that?
Well, our actual URL is guildquality.com/Dave Fox if mm-hmm. you wanted to go there directly. Mm-hmm. But then if you wanted to go into Guild Quality and search, you just simply go to their website and then search for a contractor. And then there's search tools where you could just filter down to a contractor and look just in Columbus, Ohio, and mm-hmm. things like that. And through organizations, there's also ways to search that way. But I think probably it's best for if you're narrowed down to a few, maybe you have three contractors that you're trying to decide between.
Right.
I think it's a really good opportunity to go in there, maybe type their name, take a look at what clients are saying, because
yeah.
it's their actual quotes. We have no way of editing what
yeah.
they have said and posting it on
yeah.
there. So, and then there's always a question on every survey that is posted regardless of what we think of it. So
yeah.
they know it's being put out to the public and it's what they want the
yeah,
public
that's
to
very
know.
Valuable information, because any client that's considering putting thousands and thousands of dollars in their home as an investment, I mean, they're taking a risk.
Oh, absolutely.
If they're having their, number one, just the cost investment
mm-hmm.
of dollars, but also the relationship investment. And
yeah.
that can go awry. You know, who's in their home? How's it going to affect their lifestyle? And are they comfortable with those people in their home?
Yeah.
All those things, as you mentioned, remodeling is very personal. And you really live through that in a remodeling project. You really become, you know, you get to know the heart and soul of any company through their people and through the constant contact.
Yeah, well, and I think, too, with Guild Quality, since they're pulling all these responses and these quotes from clients from a survey, it's being asked of them. Whereas on a lot of other sites like the Better Business Bureau or Google, even or Facebook, Angie's List, people go on there on their own intuition to go on there and post
right.
something, which
right.
more times than not is if they're really angry.
Yeah.
It's very, you have to be pretty darn happy to be like, I'm going to go on here
That's
and
true.
Write a review, opposed
That's
to being
true.
Like, I am mad. I want the world to know.
Yeah.
But so you have to be careful what you're reading and take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. Well, Jamie, we really appreciate you being on the show today. It's been very informative for me, and I'm sure for many in our audience. We are planning for the home remodeling
Home and Garden Show.
Home and Garden Show. Thanks. I was fishing for words there. So I'm Gary Demas, President of Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers, and we appreciate you tuning in this morning. We will be right back here next Sunday morning at 8.